Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to present you the aim of this poster, which is entitled Commune Metabolic Features of Stemness Between Cancer and Normal Stem Cells. So you maybe ask yourself, what is the relation between cancer and normal stem cells? They in fact possess associated characteristics. Cancer cells, endowed with the largest stem cell potential, responsible throughout the duration of the disease. These cells can survive under severe conditions such as anoxia and/or ischemia, developed inside the tumor tissue, partly by activated mitochondrial anaerobic respiration. The aim of this study was to test the hypothesis that normal stem cells, unlike mature cells, can survive under extreme conditions thanks to cancer cell-like metabolic adaptations. So we used total CD34 plus population englobing a majority of hematopoietic progenitors and rare stem cells, and we cultivated them under conditions of anoxia, anoxia glycemia, which is an ischemia-like state, or under physiological conditions at 3% oxygen for 7 days. Results shown in this poster demonstrate that these primitive cells and committed progenitors expanded, even in anoxia. Interestingly, under ischemia-like conditions, stem and CD34 plus cell populations are maintained. But if the bioenergetic analysis that reveals the anaerobic mitochondrial respiration in both hematopoietic stem cells and CD34 plus progenitors under ischemia-like conditions, this femarate anaerobic mitochondrial respiration was confirmed by detection of succinate accumulation in this condition. In contrast, anoxic condition provokes complete glycolytic energetic orientation. To complete the first results, the estimation of stemness in vitro at individual cell levels showed that the stem cells with highest proliferative replicating and multipotent capacity are enriched in ischemic-like conditions. After these in vitro assays, long-term in vivo hematopoietic reconstitution upon transplantation in immunosuppressed mice of the cell cultivated in anoxia and anoxia glycemia was equal to that found in physioxia. To conclude, we demonstrate here that primitive hematopoietic cells but not differentiated cells show similar metabolic flexibility to cancer stem cells, allowing them to survive a lack of oxygen and oxygen glucose. Our study reveals that this feature is not the consequence of malignant transformation, but an attribute of stemness that could be a suitable approach providing primitive cell selection for the cell therapy and engineering purposes.